Launch Cha helps develop opportunities for entrepreneurs here in Chattanooga, and starting next week, it will offer that help through its 10-week Business Entrepreneurship Academy. Hal Bowling is Launch Cha's executive director, Dewan Johnson is director of business support, and Bex Feldbin manages PR and communications. Hal, Dewan, Bex, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Ray.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us how Launch Cha was launched.
Around 2010, I had a consulting business, was doing business coaching with small and medium-sized businesses, and at the same time was reconnecting with a friend of mine, Lerone Jennings, who was the executive director at the Bethlehem Center at the time. My co-founder and I were having a lot of conversations about issues in the city. This was right after the recession, in and around the recession. It was staggering for me to learn that a community like Alton Park had a 33% unemployment rate at that time. So just every third person you'd meet was jobless. And so to see the devastation in a single community like that was pretty impactful for me. And it was something that I hadn't seen before, noticed before. And so the Bethlehem Center, Lerone and the Bethlehem Center invited me to lead a class for new startups, which is something I was already doing in the downtown area, but it allowed for that to be available to the Alton Park community. So I did that in 2011, and that really led to a series of events, doing that class and then another class and beginning to identify some entrepreneurs in Alton Park, and then begin to work with students at Howard High School at their invitation, and then opportunities came in East Chattanooga and in Hill City. And so we sort of grew organically based on the need and tried to partner with organizations that were deep in the community and had relationships in the community, and really tried to more or less expand the opportunities to start a business deeper into every corner of Chattanooga, whereas before I think it was not available, not as accessible to everyone.
It's about making entrepreneurship real for everybody.
For everybody. We like to say that entrepreneurship isn't for a select few, but for anybody with a dream. So that's one of the things that we focus on. I think when we started, we didn't really anticipate, but the majority of the entrepreneurs that originally went through the class were women. I think that percentage was 73%, Hal, or somewhere
around. Yeah, that's right. It was majority women for sure in the beginning, and still is now.
And Dewan?
Yes.
Tell us how you're involved with Launch Cha.
Well, I have a history. It's been a journey. So I actually started off as a student of the Launch Academy, Business Academy, and I graduated, started my business. I was running a nonprofit. Had been running that for about 13 years. And just through my journey and starting my business is life coaching and business coaching. It actually just kind of worked out and led me to Launch Academy. And what I do is I provide business support for the alumni of the Business Entrepreneurship Academy.
And that academy is coming up.
It is, yes. And we sort of have experimented, I guess, with different ways of doing the classes over the years. There was a time in the very beginning where we did one class after another all year long, back to back, but that became difficult for a number of reasons. And so we sort of landed on a semester model where we would offer the classes at the same time in a couple of different locations every fall and every spring. In 2020, though, we're going to have an additional round of classes. So we'll actually have six classes that are offered. And the ones coming up mid-January will be held at the Urban League and at Mount Canaan Baptist Church on Highway 58.
What's it like to go through the academy? What are the courses that people take?
Well, it's a 10-week course, and you go from everything to just kind of mapping out your idea or concept of your business, and it leads into the financial aspects of it, your customer base, marketing, and it just goes through the entire process of starting a business, what it entails, and preparing the entrepreneurs to know what they're getting into, number one, and to make sure that they're prepared to launch that business once the academy is over. It's a wonderful opportunity. You meet lots of people who are on the same path as you are, on the same journey. And a lot of times when you're at the point of a startup, you have a lot of people outside of the class who maybe don't believe in your dream, who feel that you may need to stick with your 9-to-5. And so being supported with other entrepreneurs and the staff of Launch really helps you to really keep moving your dream forward and to make it a reality.
Give us some examples of folks who have been through this entrepreneurship academy, and now with their businesses, they might be names that people here in Chattanooga recognize.
I think one of them is definitely Felicia Jackson with the CPR app. She came to the class with the CPR app, which is her invention, written on a napkin or drawn on a napkin. And now she's been to some of the top accelerators in the country. So she's pretty well known. We've got Pat Rowe with Barbecue Rowe, who I think is pretty well known amongst the catering community. I know he does lunch at the Songbirds and they've got events there. We've got Ella Livingston with Coco Asante. She was actually the second guest on our podcast, which we started, and she's been out there kind of doing these handcrafted, really high-end truffles.
But we have nearly 300 businesses now that have started. We've been fortunate enough to have the opportunity to support them as they get moving and started and find a path to get going with their idea. A lot of times people will, you know, have a full-time job and they'll try to do something on the side as a part-time venture, and eventually they could move into it full-time. But they also generate additional revenue, and that can really help anybody who needs extra income. So that's one of the things I think that makes entrepreneurship so great, is the ability to do that and to help better your own financial position. But because we have that number, we've got folks in a lot of different industries. Mostly they're service industry businesses, but you know, we have people in insurance, we have motivational speakers, we have a number in the food industry, caterers, food trucks. But our encouragement's always to try to keep your overheads low as long as you can. And so because of that, we have probably less bricks and mortar type businesses than other types of businesses.
And what are some of the recurring themes, recurring challenges that you find with each new participant at Launch Cha?
Challenges for business owners, I think, are great. If anyone ever says, oh, I started a business and it really wasn't that hard, they're probably not telling the truth. But, you know, it's extremely difficult. I was just talking to someone who has a lot of advantages in their life, and they were talking about how difficult it is to start their business. And so just when you think about the things that you need to do, knowing what you need to do, prioritizing those things, particularly if you have a full-time job already and you have a family already, childcare, which is an issue for everyone, how you make meetings, how you do this. And if you're juggling that along with a full-time job, it can be very, very challenging to do that and still be able to move forward with a business. So a lot of times we're helping people, one, identify what their real passions are, helping them think through what the pathway is, the best pathway to get where they want to go, because sometimes that's not very clear. And then we're trying to make connections for them, make introductions for them into other parts of the ecosystem, because, you know, Chattanooga has a lot to offer, and increasingly so, to people that want to start businesses, to people who are stepping into entrepreneurship. And so we don't do everything. We can't be everything. So we try to make sure that people are solidly connected to the ecosystem in Chattanooga around entrepreneurship. And I believe that's where they'll get the most support, because they'll know where to go, they'll know how to navigate. And so we've seen a number of people be able to really do that successfully and expand their network and get the resources that they need at every stage of growth along the way, including the capital that's needed at some point in their venture. They're going to need money. And so we can help make those connections as well.
Yeah, I was going to say that access to capital seems to be always the hardest thing and the biggest challenge. Not everybody who starts a business has, you know, a little savings or a pile of money that they're sitting on that they can pour into these resources. So luckily, Chattanooga has a great resource that's called Kiva, which is crowdfunding. And then also, like, we've worked a lot with the Tennessee Valley Credit Union. They've been really great in working on kind of like setting up loans. And then also the Community Foundation has recently worked with some of our entrepreneurs.
As you say, Chattanooga as a whole is growing. It's certainly in a different constellation now than when Launch Cha was launched. But with that growth and with that opportunity is a new set of challenges to make, as you said, entrepreneurship real for everybody who has a dream.
Definitely so, yeah. I think one of the big differences is that when we began, it was really right on the heels of the recession, and joblessness was a big issue. As we all know, the economy's improved greatly and the job market is much, much better. But it's amazing, you know, that people, I think, still have an interest and a drive to get into their own business. They want to pursue an idea, a passion that they've had, you know, many times. And a lot of times any of us can feel like we're in jobs that maybe don't have the meaning or the fulfillment, and some other passion that we have is neglected. So entrepreneurship gives a path to that. And I think that that happens, you know, in a good economy or a bad economy. So we try to help people make that journey and help them navigate it. And it's a different day for sure. And the ecosystem around entrepreneurship in Chattanooga has evolved quite a lot. I started a business in the 90s, and there were almost no resources at all at that time. I think the business incubator, the chamber, the incubator was here, but really nothing else. It was all just everybody for themselves sort of in doing that.
And where can people go online for more information?
They can go to launchcha.org, and they can check out all that we do. So they can check out the Business Entrepreneurship Academy. We also have the high school program that Hal talked a little bit earlier about. And then also we do have a national aspect where we've worked with other cities, I think 19 now, other cities and organizations across the United States, kind of teaching them what we've done here with Launch in Chattanooga and then helping them mirror that where they are. So there's kind of like three big aspects to what Launch does. And then if there's anybody interested in class that starts the week of January 13th, they can go to launchcha.org, go to register, and then they can see the two different classes we have and the times and get more information on that.
All right. Hal, Dewan, Bex, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you for having us.